Well, the Fed did it. They cut rates, and what happened? Oh, no. Mortgage rates went up once again. So the Federal Reserve cut. Mortgage rates went up 0.8% today alone. What happened? Well, in today's video, folks, we're going to understand or try to understand what's going on with those and the whys behind it, because the Federal Reserve cut rates, but the bond market didn't like anything about it, and nor did the stock market. So let's take a deep dive into this, because it's a head scratcher today. So here's what we have. We had the Federal Reserve, they come out and they tell us, well, the inflation, it's a one lived, and I'll explain that later. Check out our live event up through here. You'll understand. He said it's one lived. And then he said the jobs market, yeah, it is slowing down, but it's there. It isn't massive amount of people losing their jobs. And then he said something I didn't really realize that they were going to say. They said, we're going to basically do quantitative tightening. And that means they're going to stop actually selling bonds or doing quantitative easing, I guess is the best way to put it. And that actually shocked me. And they said they're going to start that on December 1st. But what they're going to do with the money was a little bit confusing as well. They said, well, we're really not going to just let it float back into the market. What we're going to do is we're going to buy treasury bills. And how that's going to affect mortgage rates, I don't really know. So basically what we got out of today's events was the Federal Reserve came in and didn't really tell us anything that we didn't expect, other than they insinuated, well, we're not sold on cutting rates in December, and that's all that it took. And that's what caused this right through here. So just the insinuation that the Federal Reserve isn't going to cut in December, this is what happened. And if you don't believe me, let's go over to here, right through here. The Federal Reserve, they're going to meet in 41 days. You go down through here, and the chance now is there's a 65% chance they're going to cut rates. That was, remember, like 90%. And I was like, okay, that's a little concerning because it's starting to change. Well, it went down even further today. So if you're a homeowner out there, did you miss refinancing once again? Well, don't miss it the next time, folks. Use our Rate Watch tool right through here. Go to the Rate Watch, the rateupdate.com. This is our website. Check out Rate Watch 2.0 if you're a homeowner. Basically, what you're going to do is provide us your mortgage information. And then when mortgage rates hit a specific rate that you want us to reach out, we're going to do that. We're going to reach out and tell you what the new payment would be, what the cost would be, what your break-even point would be. And then if it makes sense, we'll get you moving forward. But here's the frustration now is, okay, maybe the Federal Reserve won't cut rates, but let's look at everything else and basically where we were 24 hours ago. The Federal Reserve was sitting there saying, okay, the economy's doing pretty good. We got the stock market hitting record highs every day. And well, let's just go over and see how the stock market's doing after earnings, because we have a slew of companies. 33% of the S&P 500 companies are coming out this week with earnings. Let's look at how they're doing. Right here, Federal Reserve rate cuts with split decision. I'll explain that in a second, but let's go through here. Here's the only bad news. Meta stock sinks as earnings fall short of tax on tax charges. If you look at their earnings or the numbers here, they were amazing, like billions of dollars. Okay, so then Alphabet stock surge on earnings. Microsoft beats on earnings. Starbucks stock rise on increased earnings. Then you wonder why are inflation rates going up? Well, if you have all these stocks going up day after day after day, maybe that's one of the reasons why we have inflation as well. So the one that's helping us right now is oil and energy prices. But that being said, there wasn't really anything in today's news that we didn't know other than they're going to start quantitative tightening in December. And other than that, they just insinuated, well, maybe we won't cut in December. Well, folks, there's going to be a lot of information between now and then. So mortgage rates are probably stabilized, and I called it earlier. I'm not going to change my prediction. I'm saying rates are going to stay in the next 12 months at about 5.75 to 6.25. But right now, my expectations are about 5.875 to 6.25, 6.3 right through there. So we're right there. This wasn't expected today. I wasn't shocked at all about what the Federal Reserve did. So hopefully maybe you can help me understand kind of what's going on down below. If you're an economist or you're a broker and you know what's going on, help try and explain it to us down below. But if you're a home buyer, you're looking to buy in the next couple months, maybe in the spring season, or you're looking to build, please check out the DR Horton video I have coming up here soon. What should you do? Well, here's my thought. And if you don't believe me, check my other videos. I'm expecting the rates to stay right stagnant right in this range. But when you're getting qualified down the road for uncertain times, why don't you get qualified at a rate at like 6.5, 6.75? We can even help you do that. Go to therateupdate.com. Folks, I'm actually a mortgage lender. I'm actually licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan. The slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, each Wednesday, I come out and explain to you guys what we do, and I'll try to post that right up through there. But we're set up with over 30 other lenders at the bank that I work with right now. So what that allows us to do is use their products, their rates. Well, they even have products like this. If you're looking to buy that first house, check out our $7,000. Up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. That you don't have to pay this thing back. It's not a down payment assistance loan. It's basically consider it free money to you when you're trying to buy that first house. But this is what we can help you with. We can scan over 30 different lenders, and we're going to show you what their rates are, what their fees are, and we'll be able to use them. You'll just use my services throughout this whole process. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and I'm also a federally licensed mortgage loan officer that would love to work with you and your family if you're looking to buy or even refinance. Again, check out that Rate Watch tool right over there. And if you haven't subscribed yet, folks, and if you're looking to buy and you want to track all this stuff that's going on, don't forget to subscribe right over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. Check it out. You might just learn something. So hopefully today, market's still deteriorating a little bit. Mortgage rates are going up, but it's still a head scratcher because we really didn't get any curveballs from the Federal Reserve. So where the market's going to take us tomorrow, join me tomorrow morning at the opening bell, and I'll explain to you what the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.